Welcome to our episode of Revenue Chat. Today we have the tag team extraordinaire, Jill DeWitt and Stephen Butala. With over 15,000 completed real estate deals, they say you are not alone in your real estate ambition. Stephen has generated over $20 million, and Jill helps educate and coach their 9,000-member growing community. They're here to help you complete real estate transactions while earning a great living. Next on Revenue Chat. Hi, everyone. This is Tony D'Urso with Revenue Chat. With us, we have Jill DeWitt and Stephen Butala, who say, you're not alone in your real estate ambition. Jill DeWitt is a founding partner of Landstay.com, a wholesale land acquisition company. Her consummate analytical skills, unrivaled sales performance, and customer service experience has turned this startup into a multi-million dollar real estate investment entity. She's also a founding partner of LandAcademy.com, an online learning environment for real estate professionals seeking financial independence through the acquisition of real property. Jill shares her experience and knowledge to educate and coach Land Academy's 9,000 and growing member community. Stephen Butala is a professional online land entrepreneur who bought, sold, and flipped over 15,000 properties, establishing him as an expert in the real estate investing field. Since 1999, he generated more than $20 million without incurring leverage or taking on debt, and currently holds property all over the country and Canada. Stephen is the founding member of LandAcademy.com and chose his passion for helping others who are interested in creating wealth through real estate. Together, they buy and sell multiple properties per week and help Land Academy members do the same for themselves. Impressive results. Impressive people. Let's bring them on and learn about completing real estate transactions while earning a great living. Hello, Jill and Stephen. How are you?
Great, Tony. So glad to be here.
Hi, Tony. Thanks for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm grateful to have you guys on the show. Thank you very much. And by the way, this is my first radio show with several people, so I hope it goes well. I'm sure it will.
I was about to say something inappropriate, but I won't.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. Miss Princess Jill, which we're going to call you now. All
thank
hail
you.
The princess. Well, I'm going to
put
you on the
spot. You have no idea.
I have no idea. Okay, well... That might be more than the hour show. Hey, by the way, you're going to have to get used to laughing quite a bit because this is going to be a little bit of a funny show. We've got some pleasantries here. All right. Well, let's see now. Now, I've mentioned a little bit about each of you, but perhaps you can fill us in a little on how you became experts in your field. Jill, let's start with you. How did it all begin, please?
Good. I started with Stephen back in 2006, but before that, I was actually in real estate in Southern California in my teens. I worked for some real estate developers in Orange County and really kind of got my feet wet. They would build apartment complexes, lease them out, and I got used to property management and real estate and all of that. My father also was always... into real estate, had multiple rental properties in Southern California and then later in Texas, and I kind of followed all of that. I went on to be in the corporate world for a while, and after I was kind of done with that, I was with American Airlines for several years, I came right back to real estate and joined forces here with Stephen several years ago, and boy, never looked back, and I'm really happy to be here, and it's been very, very successful for us.
Tony, can I tell you the real story now about Jill?
Oh, no.
Yes, okay. Please.
So,
that's what we really want on this show.
That's a nice live radio version, but I'm going to tell you the real story.
Okay.
So I don't remember the year, but it was the late 2000s. I had a surplus of property in one area in New Mexico, and all these properties were just sitting there. We weren't going to develop them or do anything with them, so they were sitting there accumulating property taxes. So one day Jill and I were sitting around talking, and she said, you know, man, I'd love to make a ton of extra money doing something that's not that hard. So I threw a bunch of these properties at her. I don't know, maybe 200 of them. Between 100 and 200, I don't remember. And so after her regular job every day, she would come home and she'd post them on the internet through various places and sell a few of them. So if you know anything about our product line, we sell properties that are extremely low cost, but in pretty high volume. So she was doing one or two or three of these things a day. And I've had a ton of employees since 1999. I never saw anybody do this. So that was the birth of us, our partnership, and how she got kind of acclimated to what I've been doing since the 90s.
That's wow. I'm blown away by that. That's very cool. Steven, so tell us, how did you get all those properties that you just kind of had sitting around and not know what to do with? Please tell us your story.
Well, my story began, I'll tell you my version, and I guess Jill maybe will ham it up a little bit, but I started in investment banking / accounting from the early 90s through the late 90s. Actually did a stint with KPMG, a very large accounting firm, and then with a boutique investment bank here in Phoenix. And those were all great pathways to purchase being my own private investor, which is what I've always wanted. So, one day I was sitting around and on my coffee table on the internet, and I didn't realize, and I don't think it was too common back then, that you could actually buy 40 or 80 acres on the internet. So I decided to do it. I didn't think anything would come of it, but I did, and I purchased the property, cleaned it up, so to speak, virtually. I put some better maps together and made some pretty pictures and doubled my money in like a week and a half, or less than 30 days, let's say. So, from that point, I was hooked, and 16,000 deals almost now later. I guess it's official. This is what I do for a living.
It works.
Yeah.
Are you out of the test phase, Steven?
Yeah. I think we figured out most of it, but we still seem to screw some stuff up pretty often.
So we're through the beta, are we?
Yeah, we're just about there. I think it's 20,000 deals, we can say.
Let's shoot for 20,000. I didn't think about that.
I'm really impressed at the amount of transactions you've done. Jill, care to comment on anything more on that? Fill in any details that he left out?
Aren't I a good boss, Jill?
You're my partner.
No, not to you, but like everyone else here.
Oh, you mean to all the Steven is just a delight to work with. I'm speaking from all of our staff.
You're the staff full of people that
run
that love Jill and run out of my way.
Yeah.
That's funny.
We bring different things to the table, and I really think, Tony, that's why we're both so successful. I'm really more the customer service, and the day-to-day operation and the sales. Steven is really my IT tech. Gosh, finding the property at the right price, that's Steven. A long time ago, what he does is he makes my phone ring, and it's fantastic.
Figuratively and literally.
Wow. Funny stuff. I love it.
You open yourself up to that, love.
Thanks for that.
So
you think they're gonna get three listeners?
Yeah, man, we lost. Are you kidding? He's lost half of his listeners already. From this one show.
That's okay. At least we're all having a good laugh. Well, let's drill into this a little bit, because who buys vacant rural land or unimproved properties? What's the market for this, please?
That's a great question. It is one of the most frequent questions that we get. The conventional knowledge, especially among seasoned real estate investors, is that, who the heck buys property out in the middle of nowhere? And I'll tell you, I don't think we didn't trick 15,000 people to buy a property. So the answer is a ton of people. There's just a ton and ton of people who can't wait to get out of the city life situation and pay cash for a piece of property, or maybe pay for it on terms over time, over 5 or 6 years, where we act as the bank. And then they can either have a second, start building a second home or a retirement home, or, in a lot of cases, people just can't wait to get out of the situation that they're in a big city. It's not for me, and I think I speak for Jill when I say I'm not sure I'd want to live in some really rural area, but boy, we, of all the issues that we've had and have in real estate investment, the way that we do it, selling property is not one of them. So to answer your question, I don't know, but it gets sold really quick.
Mm-hmm. Stephen, what do these? I'm sorry, Joe.
I stopped trying to guess. You know, we set up what we call, we make sure we buy it right and make sure it has a few key things. And one of them's like access, acreage, affordability.
Yeah, we call it the four A's.
And attributes. So.
Go ahead and say it again, Joe.
Okay.
We don't buy property unless it has all or a substantial number of the four A's.
Right, which are all redeeming qualities. Like, so it's either got, we want to make sure it has access, acreage preferably, the bigger the better, affordability, and then some kind of attribute, like maybe it's near the Grand Canyon or something like that.
Or it's close to the water or any attribute you can think of, maybe near like a small town, something like that.
Something with a small access and big trees. But yeah, just
or mountain views.
Things, it's so funny, Tony, but so many times I go, all right, this is pretty, but boy, it's pretty far out there. Would someone really want this? And you'd be surprised how many calls I get, and people are all excited, you know, because they really kind of want, some people want stuff that, no, they don't have neighbors right there. They have their own 40 acres off over here, and they're happy with their cabin. So there you go.
That's very impressive. So what does the average person do with that property? Do they build on it, or are they speculators to buy and sell?
We have two basic types of customers. One is our wholesale customer, which we typically sell properties to that type of person for cash. And then we have the retail kind of customer, the end user, which is more of what I just described. So, and I'll give you an example of two, of each. You know, we'll buy a 40-acre property, let's say, in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Southern California, or many other states for approximately $4,000 to $8,000 cash. And then we will first offer it to our wholesale group of people that we've collected over the years. And we'll sell it for cash for double what we paid. That's our rule. We will not buy it unless we know we can double it, let's say, within 2 weeks. This is from the time that the seller calls us to the time that we get the money when we sell it. And then if that doesn't go as we think, and lately, man, I'll tell you, 90% of them get sold that way. Or we'll sell it to the end user. And so we obviously paid the same amount of money for it, but we'll sell that same property for, I don't know, $18,000 to $22,000 for $200 down and $200 a month with 5 or 6% interest. And we've got a ton of those, you know, the money coming in kind of that way. So that's how we sell it. That, I hope that answers the question.
Two great markets. I like that. Wow. Really interesting stuff here. Now, is there a glut on the market? Is it all taken up? Or is there really enough property just to go around and just keep doing this?
I love this question because it does come up. And it's so funny because we've been doing this for so long now. We have all along the years had a lot of our customers want to learn what to do, what we do. So it evolved into kind of a teaching environment. We've been teaching people for years, you know, kind of on the side how to do it. But we really took it to a new level last year. And we came out with a whole environment, landacademy.com. But before we went down this path, so gosh, almost 2 years ago, Steve and I sat down and said, all right, are we giving away some of what our wealth, what we're doing over here on the side? And we went...
Yeah, are we creating competition for ourselves?
Exactly. It's going to shoot us in the foot. And when you really sit and look at the number of properties and available things out there and stuff, and we've been testing this, and we have a number of, you know, basically students and members in our community, the answer is no. There's so much land to go around, it's not even funny. We could all be canvassing the same state, we're not going to ever see each other, you know, kind of thing. It's, or even within counties, because you might be looking at 2.5 acres, Tony, and I'm looking at 5 acres, and somebody else is looking at the 40 acres, and there's just so much property out there, it's crazy. So Did that answer that? Do you have anything to say on that, Stephen?
No, there's way more property out there than I ever thought. That specific question, for whatever reason, it's come up a lot in the last 2 months, both from our land customers and our Land Academy members. And so I started to do some research, and there's just tens of millions of properties that are available. And the way that you can tell, one of the things that we teach our members is to take a look at the locations or the counties that have a lot of back tax property. And we don't focus on that. There are some people who do focus on buying back tax property. We don't do that. It's one of the things that we make our members aware of, but we don't focus on it wholly. So if you look at just back tax land, and there's probably 30 or 40 million properties that have associated back taxes, and then that only represents maybe 14 or 15% of the actual properties out there. So that's a really statistical, boring way to answer your question. We just don't bump into each other ever. I'm not going to literally say that.
I see. That makes sense. And just so I understand the back tax, is that normally, I know it's hard to say, you know, all the time, but is that normally something like it's a steal of the property, just pay a small amount of whatever taxes due, and then you own all the property? Is it that simplified?
That's not what we concentrate or teach at all. It is one way, and that's really just we use it as an indicator of where you can buy relatively inexpensive property from people who own property but don't have any back taxes on it. So that model exists out there for a long time. Joe and I traveled around and went to auctions, like, you know, in a small town with a gavel and somebody's cowboy hat kind of thing. And once in a while, when we need to get the heck out of here, we still do that just for fun. But and we've done very well, actually, on accident doing that. So, but by no means do I want to concentrate on that. And by no means is, you know, what we teach is sending out direct offers via direct mail, you know, written offers to people who are showing signs of the fact that they just aren't interested in owning their property any longer from a data standpoint. I hope that's not. How boring is this, Jill? Am I boring? Am I wrecking this guy's radio show?
Not at all. No, that's fine. No, this is very good information, and it's a matter of the interest level and what the person does to see through this information and be able to use it. And I want to be able to inspire and give some away to anyone dealing with real estate now that has real estate that they'd like to move or would like to do this as an entrepreneur or whatever. You know, this is all good information, and sometimes it can be boring, but for the person who is the right fit, you know, this is riveting. You know, I'm very interested in this. I think this is awesome. I don't do real estate, but boy, this looks like such a great area to get into. I didn't realize that you could buy, you know, here it depends on the deals, but that you could buy, you know, X amount of acres for such a small amount, and that those types of deals are there. That's incredible, especially for wanting to someday put a cabin there or build a second home or who knows what, or flip it. Now,
right.
Now, thank you. Now, that said, Steve and Princess Jill, if it's a crazy sounding deal, and I don't know the real estate like you, so I'm just going to make up, you know, 10 acres, you know, for $1,000. That sounds like to be so underpriced. Should we stay away from something like that, or what? What is that about?
That means run to the bank before they change their mind.
That's what we teach. No, we send out, in all seriousness, we send out offers for that exact number, $100 an acre, 10 acres for $1,000. So, you know, do we do that in downtown Manhattan? Heck no. There's a way that we actually are a licensed distributor of data for First American Title, which in my opinion is the best data in the world. So what we teach our members is to, like, there's a universe of data. Let's say I'm going to pick just a county out of the air. There's a universe of data because of the assessor's database that's available through us at landacademy.com. So you can take a look at the whole tax roll in, let's say, Elkhorn County, Nevada. I'm just picking one for fun. And so you can start then drilling down or scrubbing the data. So let's look at all the properties that are 10 acres. All right, let's look at all the properties that are 10 acres that don't have any buildings on them. Now let's look at all the properties that are 10 acres that have an assessed value just for fun of less than $8,000. All right, great. And then drill down and drill down. So now in that universe of 10-acre properties in that county, now you have a data set of people that, for a lot of reasons, are probably going to respond really well to a $1,000 offer via the mail. So, and we send it all out, or we teach our members to send it all out, and then wait for the calls and the mail, signed offers to come back, and our strike percentage is fantastic. I mean, I'll tell you, if you doubt this at all, Tony, we set up, for this specific reason, we set up a community website called successplant.com. And I would encourage you to go out there and just, it's free, and, you know, get a username and poke around and see what our members are saying. You know, they have the same questions you have right now, and they're sharing the same successes that I'm describing. So one of our biggest challenges, Jill and I, is no one believes us. So that's why we set this site up, so you can go over there and listen to some stories.
Sounds interesting.
And buy our stuff.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we're going to that in just one more moment. I just want to understand the property that's available for sale. It, even if it seems to be ridiculously underpriced, if it's available, you can do something with it. Is that sort of the premise on that?
Go ahead.
But you want to make sure, though, that's where we come back to the four A's. You don't want to just...
Okay.
People say, do you just buy everything? And the answer is no. I don't just buy everything. Yeah, I'm not going to buy something solely on the side of the mountain that no one can get to. That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
I do make sure, and we coach and mentor teach that, too. It is we're all buying good properties. And the whole point of this is, Stephen's so fantastic, as you could hear what he does. He makes my phone ring. And he makes it easy for me. So every day, and I get calls from years back. It's comical. We laugh how long people hang on to our offers. But every day, I get multiple calls a day that I can now sit through and pick and go, all right, I like that one. Oh, I don't like that one. And I pick the best ones, and those are the ones that I buy.
That's impressive. That is quite something. All right. And again, yes, the four A's and... That last A is, it's got to have some saleability factor, or at least that's the point that you push out there. Hey, it's by the mountains, it's by the trees, it's by the city, whatever makes it,
right.
It gives it saleability. So I got that. All right. So that plus the price and you're good. All right. Let's go into some of there's two different companies here, Jill. So can I ask you, is the Land Stay company for anyone to use?
Absolutely. We market ourselves as a wholesale land provider. I price my properties that way. So the majority of my customers are other investors. And a lot of my properties don't even reach my website, which is great. Well, we've got to the level where when I get some great things in, one of the first things I do before I even spend a lot of time, a lot of energy, putting together a marketing and photos and all that stuff, I blast it out to my big list of my A-list buyers. And a lot of time it's gone at that point.
When's the last time you sent a property out? I don't even know the answer to this question. And it hasn't sold. And that immediate, like...
Here's what's happened now, Tony. So, got to the point now is that I do a weekly thing, it's my hump day special, and I send out a thing to just past my A-list buyers. I have another group of this huge community of buyers. Anyway, and I send out this thing, and it's a race for the phone. People are waiting for my, what is Joe going to throw out there? What great deal is Joe going to have? And I'm like, and usually, guests are anywhere from priced $1,000 to a couple $1,000s, and it's a mad dash for the phone. People call me back, like, is it still available? Is it on yet? And I'm like, wow. So I love that we have that reputation and that following and such a great community. So that's, Land Stay does a lot of that to investors. Slash, however, I still do sell to the end users. You know, I just sold a gorgeous cabin property in Oklahoma to this really sweet couple that could hardly wait to get to the bank and do the wire transfer when they found it. I just put it online, and just the neatest couple. And so they get wholesale pricing. Everybody's happy. So we do both.
Those are amazing points. I can see that because of the research you do, how thorough you are, the fact that you have an integrity level of the property. So there's a trust factor there. The relationship is built. So I can totally see that demand for what news you send out there to your members saying, hey, check out this property, whatever. So I can see that. That's an interesting service. So LandStay communicates to it, and that's the company that has the 9,000 plus growing members.
Well, LandStay is our original company. It's our land company. It's our land investment company. It's the real company that we started. Well, the roots of it started in the 90s, the one that I started. The second company that we started, I guess last year, I don't remember now, Joe and me can describe it. It's called landacademy.com, and it was directly a result of our regular LandStay customers contacting me and Jill and saying, how the heck do you guys do this day in and day out and not go out of business? Like, if you're selling it to me for $8,000, you must have, you know, purchased it for less. So what ended up happening is Jill and I were just giving away how we did the business and the whole thing. So, which I don't mind doing at all. In fact, we still give a ton of stuff away for free. But at one point, Jill and I were actually on vacation and we decided, you know, maybe we should do something about this and kind of make it a real group, not so much as a profit center for us, because a regular real estate company does great, but more of a, let's just kind of bring everybody in who's expressing all this serious interest, make a group thing out of it, and then maybe we can start buying and selling properties together. And so we're kind of better together than we are all separately running all over the place. And I'll give an example. You know, because we're a licensed provider of this data, this First American Title data, which, by the way, is access to a database. It's not like selling a list. It's First American has a vested interest in having the best data in the country because they write title policies against this stuff. So it's very fresh, and it's not just a resold list that's been sitting around for 6 months. It's literal access to – they have a direct tie into the county databases, all the counties, like 98% of them in the country. So – together, you know, we got the price down. Because we were using it so much, we negotiated just an unbelievable deal. So now we can provide that all to our members. And Jill and I don't mark it up at all. There's a monthly fee, and that's it. And it's very modest. Another great example is we have a relationship with a specialty printer / bulk mailer, where it's literally the price less than the price of a stamp to send, a mail merged database. And I don't want to get too technical, but without licking a stamp or, you know, sealing an envelope or printing a piece of paper out, you can send a data set to this membership situation we're in. It's all one price and get it into the mail and in front of a potential seller. We call it a lot of things, but they're just, my point is we're way better together, and it turned out way more successful than I ever thought. There's a lot of people out there that are interested in being a part of this type of group.
Well, that's very valuable information there about your services. You opened this up in about a year ago, is that right?
Mm-hmm. What was it, Joe? Like July of 15 or August of 15?
Officially in the summer of 2015, but we've unofficially been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
And then, like Stephen was saying, it was really one of us could do even more deals. We thought, this is going to be great. We'll have all these people will can help a large community at one time. And then as they find deals, if they can't complete them, well, with our knowledge, we can help. And then B, see, if they need some, you know, financial backing, we can do some deals together. Hey, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
We're all going to win.
We all partnership on stuff.
Yeah, it has just grown so much.
Another thing that happens all the time is that we get a ton of property in every day. And there's properties that are very profitable from a percentage standpoint that we have been passing on for a couple of years, several years, because we just don't want to deal with them. And I'll give you an example. Like, let's say there's a lot of property in northern Arizona that sells for less than $500, and we can immediately resell it for $1,200, $1,500, $1,800. And I don't want to sound pompous in any way, but we're just focusing on proper deals that make us more money than that. So we pass the transaction opportunity on to our members, specifically in Success Plan. And so when you're just starting out and you're trying to get some transaction experience and all that, that's, you know, extremely valuable. So we have several members, many, many members actually now, who are making a career out of that, turning a $1,000 profit on two or three properties a week, which is a great way to start.
I love that. That is incredible. The property that is too small for you to deal with because you're dealing with the bigger property based on your experience and you're making more revenue on it, but that small, it can add up if it's properly worked. So there's a lot of gold nuggets there.
Right.
Yeah, they love it. It's kind of like I queue up a deal and share it with our people because I don't want to go to waste either.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if your membership, you know, swelled and doubled and doubled and doubled. That is awesome. I'm still impressed that you have 9,000 members so fast. That is a testament to the program and how good that is. I understand the full picture on Land Academy. Is there anything else? Was that the whole full overview on what that company does, by the way?
Well, Land Academy is basically what Land Academy does, but we are developing several new programs and products at the direct request of our members. And one of them is, the number of home flippers that are reaching out to us to try to find, to use our data, which, by the way, our data is not land specific. It's literally the whole tax roll. So, I mean, you can flip apartment buildings with our data. So the number of single-family residential flippers that are contacting us and asking us for a Land Academy-type product is overwhelming. It's actually more than the land, our regular land members themselves. So it seems, I guess, it's less of a niche-type product. So we're rushing to complete an education product for home flippers because Jill and I have done that, and we still do it. We still send out mailers, but we don't renovate anything ourselves. We negotiate the best deal we can, and then wholesale it right to an immediate group of people that we have that then go do the heavy lifting. So we've got a huge request for that. So I'm trying to get that done so we can start down that path also.
I think what Steve is trying to say is we are far from being done.
Yeah.
There's so many things that are coming. You know, that's what's so great about where we are and what we do in our community. And we're all growing and coming up with new things all the time. I mean, the data service that we are now providing, we didn't expect to be doing it ourselves 6 months ago. And so we are so excited. We're actually launching it February 1st. Both of our emails are blowing up. So... And I love what Stephen said about the realtors or even the flippers out there. That's all true. You know, we joke about driving for dollars, and they're all, you know, that when you think about how much money you spend sitting in your car driving around driving for dollars, to maybe come up with a handful of properties to research.
It's silly.
And when the time that you could spend, how about we just spend on a mailer to the whole area and just canvas them all at once and let them call you? Everybody's like, oh yeah, now I get it. Thank you. It makes
right.
so much more sense. It's less expensive and easier, and you can hit so many more people.
You know, this wouldn't work if we weren't getting a tremendous response, if our members weren't getting a positive response to what they were doing and the mailers that they were sending out. So we are actually releasing in March one more product that I think is going to be really beneficial. And again, it was at the direct request of our members. And it's a virtual, it's basically a real estate virtual assistant service. So what ends up happening is our members or whoever uses our data sends the letters out or the offers out, and they get a response, and then the work starts. You know, you have to get the deal closed and manage the transaction and get the what we call engineering, get the maps done, do the reviews, and it's not hard. It's just time consuming. It's a lot of paperwork and a lot of computer time, and we have a whole staff set up for that. So several members came to us recently and said, hey, you know, you guys are doing this anyway. What if I just pay you $150 and you just do all the stuff, throw mine into the stack, and email me over the results. So that was the birth of, I don't even know what we're going to call that, but we're staffing up for that. And we're going to help our members be deal makers, not paper pushers.
Right.
That's what we should call it. Be a deal maker, not a paper pusher.
The land deal makers. I like that. It's a very important point. So I can see the birth of the third company here. Now, on Land Academy, I believe you've also written a book, and I'm going to quote from it. It's, I believe it's an ebook, and it says $10,000 a month for life, cash flow from. And then it says a roadmap to lifelong passive income from unwanted rural land. Anything more on that, on the book, and what that's all about?
Well, thank you for reminding me that I wrote that. I forgot. That's actually pretty well written. No, that's our free ebook. Yeah, anybody's welcome to go in exchange for your email address, even if you make up that email address because you never want to be contacted again. Go get the free ebook that Tony just described. It's got a, and our whole business model is in there, the whole thing. From, you know, Jill and I, right when we started out from that one vacation, we wanted to differentiate ourselves from all the ding-dongs out there that, you know, that have some kind of shindig in the lobby of the Hilton or the guys that are, you know, got a Ferrari and some bikinis and stuff on the TV. You want to stay away from those guys. We differentiate ourselves in this way. We actually show you how to do it. You know, we don't just talk about it and say, hey, look at us. We do all these deals. I have probably hundreds of videos on YouTube and in our education materials sitting there in an extremely boring manner, going through exactly how to go through and sort this data and why and which counties are good and how to pick the counties and all of that. So all that ebook is a great overview place to find out how we do, not how we do it, but what's possible, what the steps are. And then if you travel further along down the Land Academy path, we show you exactly how to do it and then provide support. You know, there's, I guess, four steps to this, Joe. Back me up here. Because we talked about this last night.
Mm-hmm.
The first step in anything, I don't care if you're a brain surgeon or a talk show host, Tony. First, you get educated, in my opinion. Second, you get the tools and the experience, you know, the right tools and the right experience and the right microphone to do this kind of thing. And then third, you get the long-term support, we should say, because everybody runs into speed bumps along and anything they're trying to do. So the fastest way to get over that speed bump is to talk to somebody who's been over it already. So that's why we provide success plans. So I'd like to provide all three or four, but it was a three or four, Jill. It doesn't matter. I don't know. Jill's doing her nails. I'm serious. She's doing her fingernails. She's just kicked her first shoe off. She's going to do her toenails right now.
She's comfortable on the radio.
Jill, do women, I'm going to ask you, Jill, a question.
Oh,
do women usually paint their nails, their fingernails and their toenails the same color or a different color?
Oh, that's a very good question. In my experience, they are different, but they coordinate.
So they match.
Because you don't always see the toenails.
How about the undergarments? Do those usually match?
They'll be different hues, and yes, your undergarments should match.
Like, not match or be the same set?
Okay, here's an indication. If there's a girl you're with...
Spend some time on this. This is so much more fun than real estate.
Sounds like another show topic. Matching garments on Revenue Chat.
I'd really rather start a company like women's undergarments company.
Based on... You need that experience, Stephen, so, you know... You've got to know your stuff before you just go into that. If you want, especially if you want to make a living at it.
Yeah. I had a classic car dealership one time, and I lost my shirt because I fell in love with every car that came in.
That's a good point. This happens, and I have to reel him back in sometimes. Don't fall in love with something, and he's like, "We're not selling that." I'm like, "We are selling that."
Yeah, don't fall in love with your own land. Trust me. You're not
going
to get any money.
It can all be moved. I've let go of someone. Just now, back ebook. Just a second before we go back into the jokes. Your ebook can be obtained at where, please?
Landacademy.com.
Landacademy.com. Okay.
And you'll see it clear as day there.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I hope everyone does that and a real email address, but we'll see. Now, we'll see. Now, you both have run for a while. You're both very successful. So what I want to do now is I'd like to talk about willpower and inspiration and get some final insights into your success. And I'd like to start with Jill first. What makes you keep on no matter what, regardless of life's failures, big or small? What makes you tick, Jill?
My brother's the same way. We go back and forth with this too. Is it nature or is it nurture? But I do not know what no means. And you know what? My parents told me that when I was a child. I'm going to find a way. Whatever it is, I'm going to find a way. It's innately in me. I won't stop. And sometimes maybe I get in trouble because I'm a big fan of asking for forgiveness and not permission. But I think it's partially, you know, that's just how I am. I have a lot of energy. You know, we're not done. We're working on books, too, on the side, all kinds of great things. And part of it is, too, I love helping people. I am really in my best place I could ever possibly be right now. I love what I do. I love helping people, and that fuels me. It's like we talked about this earlier in our own show. Every time I get these heartfelt thank yous and I'm hearing about our members' success and they're really good at sharing it, you know, with all of us in our successplant.com environment, I read it and I'm like, it's like my child, you know, it just, that gives me more fuel to keep on going because everybody else is, they're doing it and I'm so proud. So,
let me give you an example of what Jill means, Tony, if it's all right. We're not running out of time yet. We are in the middle of a 340-acre transaction in northern Arizona, and we opened escrow because the deal's pretty large. We don't do that all the time, and the escrow agent has done a fantastic job. And right in the middle of the deal, about 2 weeks ago, our seller just went dark. No one could find her. Our seller contacted us today, or maybe it was yesterday, and said, "I'm sorry, but my mother passed away, and so I was just out of the loop." And through that, I'm very sorry that she passed away, but it half wrecked this deal because she's not available to sign any longer. And there's a bunch of legal things that have to happen. So instead of bagging the deal, Jill spent half the day, it was yesterday, fixing this transaction and making sure, this woman's a school teacher, the woman, the surviving daughter is what, in her probably 60s or 50s? Mm-hmm. Jill and got the deal back on track when no one else was ready to do it. So if that doesn't answer your question with an example, I'm not sure what does.
Wow, that's amazing. Awesome. It totally shows it. I like that. You really care, and I think that's a big factor. Awesome. Well, thank you for that, Jill. It's dark and it's going to fall apart. What's your inspiration?
Well, I'll tell you, it all started out with money, but that I'm long past that now. And if somebody would have said that to me 10 years ago, like money won't be your first motivation, I would have laughed straight in their face. But now I really get a charge out of helping people get out of the jobs that they have and get in, you know, help them succeed and get that. I never thought that I would be a person that would love to teach, but I do. And especially with the way that we're doing it, there's this, you know, there's a kind of a cycle. I've started to write a short book about this, the cycle of like a beginning investor in anything. And it's like, there's so much trepidation and concern. And then they kind of get their feet wet a little bit and then they send out their first mailer and then they get the calls back and they get a single deal under their belt. And that, it's like a kid on Christmas morning, and I've seen it happen with people in their 60s and their 20s and everything in between. So that now that's what I'm after. That seems to be the thing that I'm chasing.
I like that. I like your line of thinking. Very valuable bits of information. provided by Stephen and Jill here, everyone. Take note. This is the sign of success. I like that. And I totally agree on the helping, because for me, that seems to be my greatest satisfaction. That's why I do radio. I love to help and give this information and wisdom and share it from the experts that have made it to the people that want to be next, that want to reach, that want to go and need that additional information, that insight. So thank you very much, Stephen. That's excellent. And now, is there anything else that you'd like to say that perhaps we didn't finish or wanted to complete the picture of what Land Academy, Land Stay, real estate investing, anything else that we'd like to let the audience know about, please?
Yeah, Tony, thanks for that opportunity. In an extremely non-competing way, Jill and I have our own talk show. It's called
awesome.
The Cash Flow from Land Show, and it's a podcast. We certainly haven't gotten to the level, anywhere near the level you are, but we'd like to think that it's 80% humor and 20%, what did you call it, Jill? Info, what is it called?
You called it infotainment.
Infotainment. It's an infotainment show.
I like that.
So I just wanted to make everybody aware of that.
Yeah. It might evolve into something else. We'll see. You know,
it'll evolve into a fiery ball of failure.
No. Where can we find this infotainment information show, please?
Every bookstore. Go to the bottom shelf in the back.
Yeah.
Under the title of Princess Jill.
That's right. So those are on the front of the bookstore, front and center.
No, the iTunes podcast scenario seems to be our largest source. But if you just go into Google and type in cash flow from land, or Jill's name or my name, and you'll get to it. It's really very quickly. It's hosted on our website, but you know, at landacademy.com, the center is there, but you can find it pretty easy.
All right. So a simple place to go is landacademy.com. Get that free ebook. Find out about your podcast.
Exactly.
Good. Good points. I love it. What was that, Jill?
I said, yeah, just from there you can find out all about us. So
okay.
And
now, were we joking, or are you really still coloring your nails?
I'm not coloring my nails.
Oh. I see. Okay.
He likes to tease me. No, I'm happy to be here. I love doing this stuff. Steve and I joke about this. Is, you know, like you, Tony, you probably get, I mean, you're great at this, obviously. This is so much fun for us. So it's almost sometimes we have to go back to our offices and do some things, but we really just want to be here and talking and sharing and helping people, in whether it's on the radio, you know, on a podcast or online, communicating. That's my absolute favorite thing to be doing. I'm definitely a people person.
Well, that's very cool. Especially when you have that next company coming out, if you'd like to come back on and tell everyone about it, just reach out to me. I'd love to have you back on and talk about that new company and whatever else is developed in the meantime.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay. What was that?
I said, thank you. We would love that. This has been a great opportunity.
We're close to wrapping up. Is there anything else? Or did we cover it all now?
Just a simple, tremendous thank you, Tony. Thanks for having us on. It's a lot of fun. It's a great alternative to working today.
Well, very good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, thank you very much, Jill and Stephen, and it's been wonderful, and it's been quite a pleasure to have you guys on the show. It was great. I want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sure. And once again, those websites are landacademy.com and landstay.com. That was Stephen Butala and Jill DeWitt. Lovely, lovely show. Thank you. All right. Well, thank you again, everyone, and stay tuned to our next show on Revenue Chat. We're going to have Armin Sadeghi. He's a neuroscientist who says success stems from consistent daily habits. He's the creator of the Titanium Success Method, which helped thousands of people reach peak performance. Armin developed some of the world's most advanced techniques using a revolutionary and unique approach that brings together his four pillars of mastery. Get the update on a complete system with specific tools that get guaranteed results that last for a lifetime on the next episode of Revenue Chat. This is Tony D'Urso, brought to you by Easy Sales Procedures. Get the book, Easy Sales Procedures, for you and all your business contacts at TonyDURSO.com. All right. Thanks again, everyone. And until next time, remember, you can make life better for yourself and everyone. Choose wisely.